inside. Flanagan out the back now to Hunt. Then he went short. Lovely
here
ball.
Here they go.
Sully. Over the top of Berry, into the in-goal area, scores the try, and they celebrate. Now they go to the right-hand side again. Hunt, he straightened up, goes himself.
Steps over.
The little big man from the Dragons. Talk about one of the great players with the try assists in the league this year. Well, he got a try for himself. Third one of the Dragons running into the breeze. What a great first half performance it has been. First set of the second half comes to the last tackle. Hunt goes high into a corner. This is going to be one from Montoya.
Oh!
Lomax! No matter what have you bought, he's the boy of any season.
Couldn't have said it any better myself. That's Jimmy Smith on the call there from last night with the Dragons. Huge upset win over the Warriors and the buy of any season, of course. He's talking about Zach Lomax, who joins us now live on the Mowers Club. Morning, Zach.
Hey, lads. How are you?
Not as good as you, Zach. What a performance last night. You must be buzzing after that one.
Mate, it was a really good win. Obviously, the boys played outstanding, and to do it, and I guess as a team's point of view, to put on a performance like that and in Wollongong, it's the best place to play, mate, on a Friday night. So to do it in front of heaps of family, mate, was really good.
It is a team sport, but first I want to congratulate you. 100 games, mate, and what a performance to bring up 100. I was calling the game last night. There were so many moments in that game. And like I said, it is a team sport, but what a performance from yourself. And you must be super proud to notch up 100 games as well.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's you don't sort of get too much time to sit back and look at what's going about in your career, I guess, mate. You know, obviously it's a week in, week out game, and games come around so quick, and mate, it sort of crept up on me pretty quick, I guess the thing was I got to have all my family and friends there, and obviously the boys that I'm playing with every week, I love them, and they're my best mates, so it's I was outstanding, and obviously against in front of all the family and friends, and them making the trip up from tomorrow was outstanding. And mate, obviously playing with the boys that I do with, my teammates, they're the best bunch of boys, and I love them. They're my best mates, so made it all the better to be able to do it with them boys. Considering the Warriors are flying too, mate, they're a great team.
Yeah, well, it's been a big week, big season. Obviously, there's been a lot of noise in and around you, and it was reported that you're off to Parramatta next year. You said you wanted to make sure you put in your best effort, and you did that last night. I think you've been doing that for the Dragons all year this year. How have you been able to block out the noise, mate? And I was saying to Missile before, I think that game in particular will springboard you to close to the top of the Daily M ladder board, mate. So how do you put down your form this year, and how have you been able to block out the noise and concentrate and put on the efforts like you have been this year?
Oh, I mean, mate, there's always a fair bit of noise going on around in the rugby league world. You know, you've been a fair part of it for a while now. So, mate, there's always a bit of noise around it. But, mate, I just worry about what I can control, and that's about just going out and being the best teammate I can for my teammates. And, mate, I love him, and, you know, I'll never let him down. And I love the club, and obviously, mate, to bring up 100 games last night in the Red V was a massive milestone for myself, my team, and obviously my family. So, mate, I pride myself on just being a footy player, and I love chasing the footy and just being around the ball. So, mate, wherever it is, I just love playing footy, mate. And I guess winning games helps too.
Yeah, definitely helps. Zach, how many 2-point field goals have you kicked in training?
Oh, mate. Yeah, there's all, you always get one tossed up here and there. All the boys, all the front rowers actually love having a crack at it too.
Who are the front rowers? Blake Laurie?
B Laurie number one. So, mate, they all love it. So, you just sort of, there's always stuff happening in the training, and you're always trying a few different things. But me and Dozer were talking about it just leading into that last set. So, we thought, we'll have a crack at it. And you close your eyes, hope for the best. I had to just try to kick it as hard as I could. I actually didn't strike it too well. I didn't think it was going to get the legs. But thank God it got over anyway.
There was whispers before last night about your name and state of origin. Those whispers are now dead set shouts. So was state of origin on your radar at the start of the season? Has it always been a goal of yours? And Are you starting to feel more confident that that may happen for you this season?
Oh, mate, I mean, it's definitely, you know, it gives you some confidence knowing that people are saying you've been playing some good footy. So, I mean that's all, mate. And I guess I'm just worried about, seriously, for me, like, at the Dragons, mate, previously we haven't had the greatest of years. So, mate, we're just worried as a team, and I'm just worried about being the best teammate I can, just performing every week. And that's what I love doing. And, mate, the minute that we're winning a few more games, hopefully the whole team's talking about playing State of Origin. I mean, so for me, I'm just worried about putting my best foot forward for the Red V every week, and the rest of it will take care of itself, mate.
What about the Shane Flanagan comes down? He's won a competition. I know he's been down there in the past. I believe he was assistant coach when I was living with Normie at the time. Zach, was that the case a couple of years ago? And what's the difference between him as an assistant coach and sort of the main message and the things that he's been trying to implement this year that have got you off to a pretty solid start?
Well, I think for Flano, mate, it's just he just prides and rides everyone on being the best athlete you can be. And individually, if you're nailing your role and you can be the best athlete you can, we got a long way to win in every game. If you can just nail your role, and I think he just dumbs it right down as well. So it's all about competing. It's all about no walking, competing on last plays. And, you know, that's all his game. It's all about effort. And I feel if we can do that and we're competing harder than our opposition, we go a long way to winning each game. But that's what our training session and reviews and that are all based on, is the effort areas. And we just pride ourselves on doing that, mate.
Zach, I remember seeing some content somewhere. It might have been the Matty Johns show where you're talking about Conor McGregor and what a big fan of his you are. Are you excited this week about the announcement that he'll be back for UFC 303?
I love him. He's my favourite, mate. I've watched everything he is, so he's my favourite, him and Mayweather. So I love him.
Do you think he can get back to his best?
Oh, I've got no doubt. Like, I mean, he's obviously a mega superstar. There'll be a heap of eyeballs on him, but I mean, obviously he's versus Chandler, so it's a good fight. It's a fight that all these people want to watch, and obviously he comes straight forward in regards to Chandler. So, and Connor's a boxer too, so it's going to be a mad fight. I can't wait to watch. I'll be devastated if he loses.
Probably not the way you anticipated the interview to finish up with UFC and golf chat, Zach. But I know, mate, we had a chat at the start of the season on putting on a golf day at the end of the year. Have you been playing much golf? How's the swing going? The footy's been going really good on the field. So generally, that's when the boys don't mind playing a little bit of golf, when everything's going good on the footy. So have you been able to get a few rounds in?
Mate, I've seriously, to be completely honest with you, I played my first game of 9 holes since the start. We had a Dragons day of golf before, just I think the third or fourth day into preseason, and that was my last game of golf I played. And then the other day, me and Slop played a game, and I got 9 holes in. But mate, my partner's obviously Block.
Yeah.
So, and he has been absolutely grinding on the golf course.
Oh, awesome!
he'll be carrying me. That's for sure.
Well, Zach,
he's actually a great golfer.
Yeah, he is. He does go all
right.
Oh, yeah.
Pick that.
Yeah, Blake Laurie. Yes, yeah, so I've got Blake Laurie and Zachy have soft yes, like all the players, because the main goal is obviously to play in the grand final. So everyone has ambitions for that. But yeah, going through the teams, I got recommended Blake Laurie, and he hits them all right, does he, Zach?
Mate, he hits them good. He's consistent. That's what it is. But I mean, who knows? Getting his head a little bit, he goes to water.
Well, lucky you're his partner, so hopefully you're not getting in his head. But, mate, congratulations on the start of the season. I think you got some really higher honours that you're going to be a part of some really big games this year. And I really appreciate you taking the time straight after recovery, after a big win against the Warriors, mate.
Good on you, gents. Have a good day, lads. We'll keep in touch.
Yeah, there he is, Zach Lomax. And we've got the text boards lighting up with Parramatta fans as well. They are pumped that Zach Lomax is coming to their club. So exciting times for you for next year, Parramatta. Stay patient this year.
What a bittersweet night for them.
Isn't
on
it?
On a Friday night, so that they just get announced that they've got Zach Lomax. Everyone at Parramatta has been screaming for an X factor.
Yeah.
Ever since there was this article last year with Guffo potentially moving. They don't need to move Guffo. They can leave their heart and soul at the back and they still get the X factor. So they watch the Dragons. They go, how good's this? Our new signing next year is just absolutely carving up.
then they get pumped.
But then as a fan, only half an hour later, the Dolphins are putting 40 on him. That is the roller coaster of rugby league. Sometimes it's something that you take for granted. Now it's like you said before, once you finish competing and you finish the professional side of the game and you sit back now as a fan, you forget the head noise that comes from being a player, being in it. And there will be some fans that have that same hangover head noise this morning, specifically Parramatta fans.
All I could think about watching Zach Lomax last night was 650 to the Eels. If he plays like that, I think he's a bargain.
I said that as soon as the contract was done, not just saying it because we had him on as a guest, but judging like his value from where he was at the Dragons, they paid for him accounting for that sort of performance. Now the Parramatta are getting a little bit cheaper. They're getting a value player there next year.
And then you look at the back line, Moses, Brown, Gutherson, Lomax, Pensini.
That's the biggest decision. I seen Brad Arthur was on 360 at the start of the week and they asked him straight up, two right side centres. And this is the day before.
Zach, both right side.
Yeah, both right side centres. Zach flipped over to the left to begin the start of last year, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
He's also played on the wing,
yep.
So he's very versatile. But Brad said he'll have that conversation when the time's right in the off-season.
Fair enough. Heaps of texts coming through about Zach and him coming to Parramatta. Do you think that the Dragons will miss Zach Lomax, or do you think they needed to free up some cap space to potentially get some more players in their spine?
I think it could be similar to the Luke Brooks situation where it works out well for both. I generally do, and I said this from the start, where for whatever reason, sometimes the marriage, you know, people have divorces all the time. People go through breakups and both partners end up okay. And the Tigers are looking pretty good right now. They freed up some cap space. They let go a guy that had a whole heap of pressure on him for a long time. And then we throw around that potential word a lot. And when it doesn't come to fruition straight away, fan bases, members, they start turning on players, on the club. So it could be just one of those really good splits for both teams. I think he's going to go really well at Parramatta. I think he's going to be a piece that Parramatta are looking forward, would love to have this year if they
could.
And for the Dragons, it gives them, there are some positions that they need to fix in and around Ben Hunt, if they're able to keep him long term, and specifically in their through their middles, they've got some middles that are I think are a bit slept on, like Francis Molo, like I mentioned before.
Yeah,
but they've got some positions that they need to fill, so it allows both parties to potentially improve or go to another level.
Just on Lomax playing representative football. So we've both got Tom Trbojevic at fullback for New South Wales.
I don't think that will be the case though.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I think the fullback will either be
Teddy or Edwards. All right. Who are your wingers then?
Zach Lomax is one and Brian Toto the other.
Yep. Same. And your centres?
Centres, Stephen Crichton is one for me. And then I've got a battle because Stephen Crichton is super versatile, can play both centre positions. Then it comes down to the form of Bradman Best, Katoni Staggs. I feel like I'm forgetting
Isaac
one.
Tungo.
Isaac Tungo is a great shout.
Latrell Mitchell.
Latrell. I think Latrell, just with all the noise around South Sydney at the moment, I've just got a feeling it's the last thing that's on his radar at the moment.
Okay. One other position. And sorry, Queensland listeners, we're just getting the news. Scope is a Queensland fan, by the way, so he may be sabotaging us here. But 5'8".
5'8".
I saw Joey during the week say he'd put Cody Walker there regardless of form.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No.
I don't think Cody Walker was much improved against the Sharks. They've got the bye this weekend. Obviously, they get to sort of figure out some stuff in-house with the future of that club. But they've got two massive games coming up. I think they play Penrith and the Storm. Is that who the Rabbitohs play, Maestro?
Yeah, I believe so.
So I've got them as two L's, two losses, and just the confidence of sort of the last sort of month of footy. I just couldn't take anyone from South Sydney at the moment. Damien Cook, Cam Murray barely at the moment. As much as I love Cam Murray, he would probably still be my lock because I like Isaiah Yeo off the bench at Origin level.
Yeah.
Because he can play through the middle.
Yeah.
So I'd still have Cam Murray just because you know no matter what, Cam Murray's going to turn up. But anyone else in and around South Sydney at the moment just needs to work on what's wrong at South Sydney before they start talking about Origin.
One of our regular segments, we don't really have anything to do yourself a favour and recommend today because we've had players, so much content to talk about. But I was talking about Shogun the other day. It's a must-see, Scope. Have you started Shogun yet?
No, but my mates in the group chat, this is why I brought it up. My mates started talking about the episode, the latest episode. Apparently, it is a doozy. So I'm going to get onto it.
Doozy.
Getting onto it this weekend. Normally, I've got crunch time. We're off crunch time tomorrow. So I've got a more of a relaxed weekend this weekend where I can kick the feet up. So before we watch the footy tomorrow, I'm going to be ripping into a bit of Shogun.
A little bit of Shogun action. What about you, Maestro? Have you done any Shogun action?
No, it's very much on my bucket list at the moment. I'm actually headed out tonight to Horden Pavilion, Chasing Status. Heard of them?
No.
English drum and bass band.
Ah, so a bit of drum and bass for the Maestro.
Looking forward to that, yeah. Looking forward to that.
There's a bit of culture about you, Maestro. Yeah, I like that.
Does. He does.
A little bit of international flavour.
Do you dance?
I'm a very poor dancer. It doesn't stop me,
but
though.
A drum and bass concert, you got to dance, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know if you'd describe it as dancing, but
bopping.
You're up and moving.
Moving.
Yeah, yeah.
An 100%. Outfit for drum and bass?
Oh, mate, it'll just be something I can get sweaty in. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what nice. We're looking for. Something breathable, nice and light, that sort of thing.
Beautiful. Do we need to get to a break, Maestro?
Yeah, I think we should. And we'll come back. We'll do some winger appreciation. And we might do a little bit. And we'll do a little bit more of the other sport around the grounds as well.
Beautiful.